أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. Continuing with our look at Asma al-Husna, today we will look at the 46th attribute as such, which is al-wasi', and al-wasi', which means the vast. It's a root word derived from sa'a, which is spaciousness or expanse or capacity or abundance or plentitude. In the Quran, in Surah Al-Baqarah, 115, Allah says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَشْرِقُ وَالْمَغْرِبُ, and Allah is the East and the West. فَأَيْنَمَا تُوَلُّوا فَثَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ, wherever you turn, you will see the essence of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ, Allah is vast or ample giving, and He is all-knowing. He is the limitless, whose knowledge, mercy, power, generosity are infinite. And Al-Wasi is also interpreted as the endlessness of the tolerance of Allah. I love that explanation. You know, the wrongs and sins of humanity are like a drop of dirt in the vastness of His ocean of tolerance. And you can have another look at Al-Wasi in the infinite variety of His creation. Look at people. We're all the same material, but no two faces, no two voices are alike. His all-reaching vastness is reflected amongst us in people of vast knowledge from whom we benefit, in people of great riches, greater generosity, in people of compassion, gentleness. These are, you know, there are so many qualities that show this vastness. There is no limit. All other unconditional and limitless qualities in human beings are really a reflection of Al-Wasi'. There is no shore for the spacious ocean of His knowledge. Had the seas been ink, they would have been consumed before His words could be exhausted. Anything you think of, there is no limit you can put on it with Allah's attributes, except by thinking of the word Al-Wasi'. And when you think of it, you know your limit is just washed away. He is the absolute expansion. Every expansiveness, however great it might be, ultimately reaches a limit. That which does not reach a limit is more deserving of the name expansiveness. And therefore, He is the absolute wasi', vast, a quality which embraces and contains all things, which extends generosity to all things, knowledge to everything which is knowable, power to everything which may be determined by it, absolutely and without having to pay attention successively to things, because every other expansiveness is restricted to comparison. One of the ways for learning a code of ethics to derive from Al-Wasi is that one should include all the Abd of Allah in our good treatment and kindness, to be gracious to all people, to help them when they seek help, to treat them with the best treatment, to remember and seek wisdom from the conduct of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was once saying his salah when he overheard a Bedouin doing dua saying, Ya Allah, have mercy on me and on Muhammad. Don't be merciful to anyone else besides us. And immediately Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you have prayed him to limit what is limitless, meaning the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never put a limit on his rahmah. Know that the moment you think of Al-Wasi, know the knowledge is vast, it reaches everywhere. You cannot hide from Him. Know the power is overwhelming, nothing can escape it. So beware of revolting. His mercy is infinite, turn to Him. His tolerance is infinite, His forgiveness. So never, never lose hope. So Abdul Wasi is one who does not fear anything. Does not fear poverty, reaction to the envious, nor greed, nothing, because he knows he is under the protection of the limitless. If you are under a heavy load of work and responsibility, which you find you're finding difficult to carry, reciting Al-Wasi' will give you relief. If you're afflicted with the illness of the soul, which is known as jealousy or revenge, continually recite this name, and inshallah it will cure the envy, the jealousy, the anger, the hatred within yourself. And if one is depressed, then recite Ya Wasi 137 times, either on water or get the patient to recite it themselves, and inshallah they will be cured of their depression.